taking care of what takes care of them. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I guess the give and take, you know, I try to take care of my animals, and hopefully they take care of me.
We help them do what they need help with, and then they return the favor.
Just like the rest of us, Tennessee livestock farmers are battling the winter elements this week, but the difference is they're trying to care for their animals as well. And Mother Nature's wintry mix this week, and now the impending Arctic blast that's coming, brings additional concerns. Dustin Pearson raises cattle in Washington County.
One thing, you know, when this weather's like this, nutrition is by far a key. That and also, you know, wind breaks to shelter the animals from this negative wind chill that we're planning on having here in East Tennessee. As a cow-calf producer also, you know, we're right in the middle of our spring calving season. Got to take extreme care with these young calves being born.
Pearson says it's critical that they keep a close watch on their cattle during calving season, and especially with sub-zero temperatures. Lake Elliott and his family raise cattle in Robertson and Montgomery counties, and they'll spend extra time in the elements ensuring their animals are safe and cared for.
We work for the animals, and, you know, today the biggest thing that kind of had to go through is going through and making sure that my cattle have good source of water. We have a passion in what we do as livestock producers, and we're willing to go that extra mile to make sure that our product and our herd is doing as good as it can be, no matter what the weather is.
Well, hopefully a lot of Tennesseans are taking the needed precautions this week to look after their families and pets during these extreme weather conditions. And for livestock farmers, you can count on them in adding some extra chores as well to look after their animals. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.